60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, which, by the way, is on Facebook Live right now, so you can check it out on the internets live for your entertainment pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, before we get into the shock caller, though, sad news in the entertainment world. It was just announced that after 35 years, Vanna White will be calling it quits.
No way!
Yep.
Which she had to cancel the whole show then.
By the way, I just saw a photo of her house, and I didn't know she was that rich.
Dude, Vanna White,
like, she
so
is
rich.
Like, she is like rich beyond rich.
Yeah, she's one of those people that's like low-key rich because she's not really in the spotlight all the time. She's kind of up there flipping around letters,
right?
Tiles,
so you think, like, oh, she probably does well for herself, right?
Yeah. I looked up her net worth today. $30 million.
Yeah. No way.
What Vanna White is worth.
I think if she made at least like $500,000 a
and
year.
Her house is like this sprawling estate, which I'm sure she presents to you every time you come in.
If you don't know who Vanna White is, she's the woman on the TV show Wheel of Fortune who stands next to the answer board and reveals all the correct letters. And that has made her $30 million.
Oh my, I want to apply right now.
Yeah, they don't want you.
Address.
You have to be able to spell.
What are some of her biggest accomplishments over her career? Let's see. She's worn 6,500 different gowns on Wheel of Fortune.
Gosh. I bet she's just going to wear sweatpants in retirement only.
She holds the Guinness World Record for most frequent clapper. More than 3.9 million confirmed claps on the show. So just stands there and claps.
Awesome.
And Merriam-Webster Dictionary is actually considering turning her name into a verb.
Oh.
To Vanna White, meaning to present or reveal.
Ooh. Oh, I kind of like it.
What an honor.
Yeah. I'm about to go in this meeting and Vanna White these idiots. She said in a statement after 35 years that she felt like it was finally time to move on and start a new journey.
Wow.
You think 35 years.
Yeah, that's a long time of
doing
that.
I would have kept it up. I mean, I'll be 80. If she's making that kind
You're
of money.
You're taking a walker up there?
That would be amazing, actually.
A scooter?
Yeah, she comes out in a hover round. She can't even get up there to turn things over, but she pays for an assistant because she's super rich.
She taps her cane and they flip over.
So anyway, question is, who's going to replace Vanna White on the show? Text it in 78592. Ooh. My vote, Anderson Cooper. I think he would be amazing at it. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw the name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, then they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last. And I got... It says Jubal, quote, Range Rover flag. At least you know my middle name.
Yeah.
All right. I've got the shock collar. While I'm putting that on, Jeffrey, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans shell out over $220 billion a year on holidays throughout the whole time. And recently they came out with a list of the holidays Americans spend the most money on. I'll tell you, Halloween is number 5 on the list. Name 4 through 1 in the correct order.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Well, 1's obviously Christmas.
Yeah.
Because everyone buys everyone gifts and
the
candy,
biggest shopping holiday of the
and
year.
And I think the most greeting cards are sold for
Valentine's
Christmas.
Day's got to be on there too.
Do you think it's but is it second, third, or fourth?
I know. I'm just trying to get the
because
4.
Mother's Day, I feel like would be another big one.
I think Valentine's Day should be 4th or 3rd because not everyone has a Valentine. Not everyone celebrates Valentine's
I feel like
Day.
They always come out with those lists though, and you're always shocked because it's not Christmas is never number 1, and it's always something like Valentine's Day that's number 1.
Yeah,
or
I mean, it's a big commercial holiday.
Groundhog's Day, because it's a big one.
Arbor Day, you're a big lover of Arbor Day.
Love it. Best holiday.
I would go, if I were you, I would go Christmas 1. Valentine's Day 2.
I liked your Mother's Day thing.
3 Mother's Day.
Because all the cards. Read you gotta think of cards.
Read the question one more time. Jeffrey.
National Retail Federation just came out with a list of holidays that Americans spend the most money on every year. Halloween is number 5. Name 4 through 1 in the correct order.
Okay. Now, Thanksgiving has got to count, too, because even though you're not buying presents, you're buying all that food for everybody.
Yeah, lots of food.
I feel like that's not,
You don't think that's up there?
Mm-mm.
You think what? Father's Day over?
Definitely not.
You know
fathers
how...
get like nothing.
You know what holiday everyone spends a lot of money on, like food and everything, is 4th of July. I mean, you're buying barbecue, you're buying fireworks.
4th of July? Nah,
yeah,
nah,
you make a lot of money spent.
Yeah, but not enough.
You don't think so?
No, because okay. It's like not everyone's buying fireworks in your group. Like one person drops $100.
That's true, yeah.
All right, so I need 1 through 4, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Number one, I'm going to go Valentine's Day.
Really?
What? Over Christmas?
Over Christmas? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you doing?
No, Jubal.
That is a horrible decision.
Number two, I'm going to go Christmas.
Oh, okay. God.
Number three, Mother's Day.
Just shock him
I
now.
Like that.
And number four, trying to think of another holiday.
4th of July, Thanksgiving.
New Year's.
New Year's is a holiday. That counts.
Yeah.
New Year's?
People spend money
New
to
Year's?
Go out and
have something
to
go with that.
You're the
Easter.
Worst. Oh, Easter's a good one.
Lots
Easter
candy.
Number 4. There you go, Jeff.
Tons of candy.
According to the National Retail Federation, the holiday that Americans spend the fifth most amount of money on is Halloween at $8 billion a year. Number 4 is Easter.
Nice.
At
Whoa.
$16
Whoa,
billion.
There we go.
Number 3, $19 billion is Valentine's
Damn it.
Day.
Yeah.
Number 2 with $30 billion, Mother's and Father's Day. And number 1, by far, with consumer spending,
I mean, come on.
$630 billion annually is pretty obvious. Flag Day.
Of course.
Yeah.
Christmas and the other winter holidays.
Oh, yeah. Did you say
come
you
on.
I just felt like Christmas was too obvious.
No.
Oh, man. You almost had it still.
You really that was a bad answer.
Got the lyrics to Frosty the Snowman because I got it wrong, so I'll sing that before I get shocked.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Frosty the Snowman was a happy, jolly soul with a corn cob pipe and a crack problem and two eyes made out. Ow!
I had to stop that. Yeah. You were going rogue on it.
Those are the real lyrics for crack problem. I thought it was button nose.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a different kind of snowman.
All right. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.
Moving 92.5 is...